BBC News, hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. The Georgian president, Salome Zurabishvili, says Georgians have fallen victim to a Russian special operation, describing Saturday's parliamentary election as a total falsification. She called on people to protest outside parliament on Monday evening. The prime minister, Irakli Kobahidze, rejected allegations of vote rigging. The governing Georgian Dream Party, which was said to have won 54% of the vote, is seen as close to Moscow. Steve Rosenberg reports from Tbilisi.
Georgia's pro-Western opposition is refusing to recognise the election result, accusing the ruling party, Georgian Dream, of falsifying the vote. Earlier, international observers stopped short of calling this a stolen election, but they did report widespread violations. On the streets of Tbilisi, some people had no complaints. Everything's perfect, Murat says. The election went well. But most of the people I talked to suspected foul play. People like Georgi.
You want to be with Europe?
Yeah.
And is that possible now, after the election?
After the election, it cannot be.
Japan faces a period of political uncertainty after an inconclusive snap election saw the governing coalition suffer a rare defeat. The Prime Minister, Shigeru Ishiba, who called the election after taking office last month, described the result as a tough ride for his scandal-hit Liberal Democratic Party. He said he's open to trying to govern with non-traditional partners, but opposition leaders are already sounding cautious. Donald Trump is addressing a rally attended by thousands at Madison Square Garden in New York as the US presidential campaign is now in its final days. The Republican candidate told supporters that if he won, he would order the largest deportation of migrants in history. Mr. Trump took aim at his Democratic opponent, Kamala Harris, who he said had destroyed the country.
She's unfit for office. Everyone knows she is a very low IQ individual. From humiliating our country in Afghanistan to the war in Ukraine to the nightmare on our border to her inflation catastrophe, all done in conjunction with Sleepy Joe.
Kamala Harris is campaigning in Philadelphia. Addressing supporters, she said she was confident in victory.
We will win because here's how I think about it. When you know what you stand for, you know what to fight for.
Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli strikes on the south of the country killed at least 21 people on Sunday. Among them were 9 killed in a hit on an apartment block near the coastal city of Sidon. Elsewhere, a nurse and 3 rescuers were killed. World News from the BBC. The former president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, says he has filed a complaint with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, which formally accuses government agents of trying to assassinate him. Mr. Morales says his car came under sustained gunfire on Sunday morning in Cochabamba, with a bullet passing centimetres from his head. He blamed the alleged attack on President Luis Arce, a former ally turned political rival. Mr. Arce said the matter would be immediately investigated. Results from the second round of the Lithuanian parliamentary election give the opposition Social Democrats a clear lead. The party leader said the outcome showed people wanted change. The Homeland Union, which leads the current governing coalition, has acknowledged defeat. All of the main parties are agreed on maintaining strong support to Ukraine and keeping up defence spending. Ukraine's armed forces say they've been fighting off Russian assaults in several places on the front line in the east, including the mining town of Selidova. Earlier on Sunday, they said the town was seeing the heaviest fighting in that sector. A British MP has been suspended from the governing Labour Party after new video footage emerged appearing to show him punching a man to the ground. Mike Amesbury was filmed in the early hours of Saturday morning following a night out with friends. Our political correspondent Harry Farley has more details.
This new video appears to show Mike Amesbury punching a man in the street. Two men are shown exchanging words. Then the Labour MP hits the man in the jaw and knocks him to the ground. Mr. Amesbury appears to continue to punch him a further 5 times while he's on the floor before members of the public intervene. On Saturday, Cheshire Police said they were called to reports of an assault just before 3 a.m. Mr. Amesbury has now been voluntarily interviewed under caution by police and released pending further inquiries.
BBC News.